everybody. Welcome to another episode of Screen Heroes. I am Derek, one of your weekly hosts, and I have my other two weekly hosts with me. Batman.
Hello. I'm not actually a weekly host. Just a guest.
Right. Of course. And, Ray.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm alright. How are you?
I'm good. Would you like to introduce our guest?
Yes. Please welcome Barry Poole.
Hi.
I guess. Hi.
Wow. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming on. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Oh, gosh. What do you want to know? I'm a big geek. That's why you have me here, I guess.
That's totally true.
So, I mean, I like a little bit of everything. Mostly comic books, but, you know, I'll branch off into...
What's your favorite comic?
Oh.
There's only one right answer to this. You shouldn't have to think so hard.
Well, I don't know. I feel like there could be two right answers. Because there's Detective Comics and there's Batman. There's All-Star Batman now.
Oh, God!
Don't get smart with me.
The Dark Knight Returns? No.
Batman Incorporated?
That works.
Oh.
I really like Gotham Academy. Everybody just... No.
I don't facepalm, but if I did, I would have.
So for those who are just listening to the episode and you're not watching the video on YouTube or Twitch, Ryan is wearing a Batman cowl.
Wrong!
You can't keep this up for an hour.
I'm Batman. I just spit all over everything, too.
Wow. I don't know if I want to drink my water now.
You do. It gives you bat powers.
like money.
A lot of money.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Well, so before we dive into our main topic, do you guys have any news that you want to discuss?
We did not discuss some of the really cool trailers that have been out. Like, last week we didn't talk about Thor.
True, we didn't.
Thor trailer has dropped. The Kingsman teaser dropped today.
I mean, it's 16 seconds of a bunch of frames.
Okay, well, the Star Wars one dropped at Celebration over the weekend.
That's true.
So there's that.
Yeah.
And it was good.
It was all right.
Thor was better.
Yeah.
Thor got the most hits the fastest than any other Marvel trailer.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. That's really surprising. I figured Guardians 2 would have.
Nope. Turns out a little tree pushing a button isn't as cute as a big, blonde, beautiful man, so...
And a hulking rage monster.
Right. Maybe it's Jeff Goldblum. I think Jeff Goldblum is what got everybody to tune in.
Because he's not the...
I think it's because everybody likes to fight people that they know from work.
Right? Oh, man.
I mean...
I would take down so many people.
I speak from experience.
Yeah.
Have you seen Batman v Superman?
I guess you do own the Daily Planet, so...
I did totally beat him.
Sure, yeah.
Money is the best superpower.
Okay. Well, is there anything you guys want to discuss about those particular trailers? Anything
Not
of interest?
Really. They were both fun to watch.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm looking forward to both films. I'll be there opening night, so... But both films aren't until the very end of the year.
That's true.
There's so many others coming out, too.
So many movies.
Justice League. Wonder Woman and God, what else?
We got Guardians. There's the new Kingsman that we mentioned. Fast
Spider-Man.
8 just broke a bunch of records. Spider-Man Homecoming. Yep.
Yeah.
Right.
I feel like I'm forgetting a lot of stuff.
Well, today they announced that Marvel is going to have a presence at SDCC. And every year D23 has happened, they haven't had a presence at SDCC, so people are already predicting what they're going to talk about, and I assume it's going to be Black Panther and then Ant-Man and the Wasp, because after Thor, those are the next two films.
Yeah. We did get, like, the first preliminary art of Captain Marvel.
We did.
You mean Shazam!
No, Captain Marvel.
You mean Shazam.
We're not allowed to call that one Captain Marvel anymore.
My mistake. It's very confusing.
It is. It is very confusing. The female Captain Marvel that Brie Larson is playing.
Okay.
In a movie. That comes out later. All right. Does anybody have any opinion about the 5 post-credit scenes that Guardians has?
It sounds like another movie.
Like, we need more.
We're going to get a post-credits movie.
Well, he said that they were going to greenlight Guardians 3, so mm-hmm. maybe this is just, you know, maybe it's that.
Maybe Guardians 3 is the after-credits scene.
Look at it right there. Don't move for another 2 hours. It's a big end credit scene.
I like it.
I think it's
it'd be your money's worth.
I think it's a total slap to Kevin Feige because he was like, you didn't do a post-credits last time that led to the next film. You did Howard the Duck. So
which was great.
Be 4 out of 5 of them are going to be Howard the Duck.
That makes me so happy if that's true. How great would that be? Just different shots of Howard the Duck, like, interviewing different Marvel characters.
Oh, my God.
And the, you know, the aftermath of Civil War.
Don't be okay. Acceptable.
My favorite Howard the Duck comic actually came out of Civil War.
Exactly.
He was standing in line going to register, and he was bitching the entire time, like, oh, I shouldn't have to register, like, just because I'm a superhero. And the girl he's with is like, you don't. No one says you're a superhero. So maybe it's this. Maybe he thinks he has to sign the Sokovia Accords, and he doesn't because no one cares.
You look a little confused, Batman.
How can a duck be a superhero?
Ask Duck Dodgers.
There you go.
Yeah, you're unfamiliar. Oh. Well, okay, so you can't do a duck, but you've got Captain Carrot.
Please don't diss Captain Carrot.
He's got rubber duck.
That's true.
There you go.
Disregard.
Holes blown in arguments.
Can we edit that in post?
No, I like it. Anything else before we dive in, then?
So we're currently running our contest online, our March Continuance Madness, of what's the best comic book movie
Batman.
Out there. 3 out of the remaining ones are Batman films, so give it some time. Today's poll was V for Vendetta versus Kick-Ass. Kick-Ass led about until 5 p.m., and then V just, like, took off, so... Woo. That's how that's going to go down, I bet. You still have time. Next one doesn't start until 6 a.m. tomorrow, so.
Of course, if you're listening to the podcast later, it's already over, sorry.
Yeah, too bad.
Vote on the next matchup.
Vote online.
But if you watch live, then there you go.
We have a few more days to do this. You're confusing everyone.
Well, because there are some people like Doc Rev and Jordan are on, and they could do it now.
Okay, do it now.
Okay, there you go. But yeah, go vote on those things. And the Gamer Heroes podcast has some other voting stuff too on their video game showdown. There's only a couple of characters left. So you've got...
Who won between Mario and Sonic?
I haven't tallied it up yet, but I'm pretty sure Sonic.
Oh.
So voting's closed. I just haven't counted them up yet. But I'm pretty sure just on like a cursory glance that it was Sonic.
I want you to know that all the times that I do voting, voting is tallied immediately.
Cool.
Sounds efficient. I like it.
But the only other matchup left then before the finals is Gordon Freeman from Half-Life versus Phoenix from Gears of War, and the winner of that will go up against the winner of Sonic versus Mario, which will be a weird matchup. But those are the last four characters, so...
Should be Samus and Nova.
Samus got knocked out pretty early. Nova should have beat Phoenix, in my opinion, but... Ryan had something to do with that.
Ryan is just too good of a debater. He's a master.
Or John's a really bad debater.
All right, so we're ranking Justice League tonight. You know, we're like 20 minutes in. 30. We're ranking the Justice League.
9 minutes in. All right, it's fine.
Sorry, it feels longer.
It's fine. This was our intro. Hi, everybody. We'll do our main thing now. It's fine.
So here's the deal with the Justice League. We all kind of agreed that Batman, Superman, and Wonder Woman take the top three spots no matter what. The different iterations switch them up. Wonder Woman's number one at times. Batman, Superman,
not quite. Ones. Batman's always number one. I think you're mistaken.
What if it's Dick Grayson Batman?
We don't talk about those days.
Or James Gordon
Batman.
The
Dark Days.
Or Azrael Batman.
The second and third rate Batmans.
I really feel like Batman is only number one when Will Arnett is playing him in Lego form, and then he doesn't reach the number one spot in the box office.
That's her fault. You cut me deep, Rachel.
Anyway, so instead, we're doing 4 through 23 today. These guys each came up with an extra Justice Leaguer to, you know, argue for at some point. And if they didn't, I can throw some out there myself. No big deal.
I've got some options in case mine got taken by somebody else. So
fair enough.
Want to have a backup.
Okay, so we start at the end. Out of our list.
We're starting at 23.
We always start at the end and work our way to number 4.
That's how we always do things here. 23 to number 4.
It's a weird concept, I know, but, you know, we have time for 20.
So you can only 20. Get that on Screen Heroes, I can guarantee it.
23 to number 4. Oh my god. Ray will be replaced next week.
So who wants to throw out who they think should be at the bottom of the list?
Red Tornado.
I'm okay with that.
He's useless. Tornado is the worst power ever.
Whoa.
And he's a robot.
He's not useless.
I don't trust robots.
He helps train the Young Justice guys.
Yeah, he's a babysitter.
Yeah, that's nothing.
Wow. I'm okay with it because he's Robin not as was the babysitter. Iconic. And because his one live action iteration on Supergirl was trash. But that's not his fault.
Lots of foam on that one.
I was going to throw Power Girl in at number 23.
How dare you?
Well, because she's a clone of another character on the list with the exact same power set. So.
There's two very large differences.
Or she
There's
was the second of
two very large differences. I That's see what true. There.
Wait, what did Ryan do? Which,
he made a boob joke.
He said there's two very large differences.
Between
one, Power Girl likes quilting. Two, she makes a great apple pie.
Oh my god.
I did not know those things.
So. Now you know.
Anyway, Barry, you were going to say something relevant.
Well, the whole Power Girl thing. We'll go back to that. Which Power Girl? Which iteration of Power Girl? Justice League Unlimited? The Aryan? Earth 2? Which one?
I'm going to see what Ray says because she made the list.
We can defer to the most popular, but usually we use multiple versions of the character to make our claim.
Fair enough. Fair enough. I don't know. 23, I'm going with Hot Girl.
Really?
All deference to Justice League Unlimited, Hot Girl. But Hot Girl. She's just Hot Man Light. Chuck now, her. If we were talking about Hawk Woman, there's a difference. Because she was a badass intergalactic cop.
Hmm.
No?
Hmm. I always preferred Hawk Girl to Hawkman personally, so
really?
I hate ranking her lower than him. So.
Okay.
But to be fair, though, a lot of that is based on the cartoon, because that was a huge influence on me, was the Justice League cartoon. So.
Oh. Well, you're talking to somebody that, you know, cut their teeth on comics reading Satellite era Justice League, so, you know. Hawkman was kind of the better of the two back then.
Ryan?
Not that Hawk Woman wasn't good.
Red Tornado.
Well, what's your feelings on Hawk Girl?
She's hot.
That's Batman's feelings on everyone.
I like a girl with a mace.
I believe you. All right, so we've got Red Tornado, we've got Hawk Girl, we've got Power Girl. What about you, Ray?
I don't have a new submission.
So is there one of those that you think should be, because you'd be an easy tiebreaker then?
It's very difficult because I cosplay both Power Girl and Hawk Girl, so I'm closer to them here in the heart.
Yeah, let's put that aside though.
It's still Red Tornado for me.
Really?
You have good taste.
Well, so defend him, because, like, for me...
Well, he's the only robot, which is a unique skill set, and he can control the
Cyborg's
weather.
Cyborg's, like, 90% bot.
But he's human, too, and he's had issues with that in the New 52.
Okay.
But, I mean, he can control the weather to a certain extent. He could call in his family. That's always an interesting...
His family is pretty cool.
At one point, Red Tornado was an elemental.
That's true. I did like
which
that.
Which makes him way more powerful than any of the rest of them, just about.
It's a good point.
He's a force of nature.
Was Hawk Girl an elemental at some point, too? Like, in Brightest Day? She was a wind elemental?
I don't remember that. Don't she may have gotten a ring, probably. Everybody got a ring.
I was going to say, she's a white lantern at one point.
Everybody got a ring.
There's a ring for you, and a ring for you.
Well, I got a ring.
Batman, you don't need that.
Once.
You did.
Didn't you
I made a bunch of bats with it.
Very original.
Oh, God. This is a bad idea.
No. This is good. So,
How dare you?
I don't like having Red Tornado at the bottom. I think he's too powerful for that.
Are we judging on power?
No, I mean, with Hawkgirl, if you take her mace away, what does she have left?
Wings.
Yeah, like, but I mean, most of these...
from her back?
Most of these characters can fly, though.
Right,
but they don't need wings. but most of these characters can fly.
But they're fake wings. You can put those wings on anybody and they can fly.
Oh, there you go.
It's nth metal.
If you duck and dump a robot into water, what happens?
I don't think Red Tornado rusts.
I'm just saying, you can't take away a character's most powerful item and judge on that.
But he has the powers regardless of whether he's in the android body or not.
Look at Batman, for example. If we take away your superpower, which is money, you still have all of your fighting skills.
You make a compelling argument. And good looks. That doesn't
so change. If we're looking at just those three characters, Hawkgirl, Power Girl, and Red Tornado, and we're trying to dissect them from a power set standpoint and a uniqueness that they bring to the group,
yeah.
I think Red Tornado is both powerful and unique, whereas... You know, Power Girl's power set is very similar to some other characters.
And so is Hawkgirl's.
And Hawkgirl's is more limited, though, than Power Girl's.
Then we compare two versions that are the exact same. So either two Justice League versions of them or two New 52 versions. And
is there any version of Hawkgirl that could take a Power Girl?
That could take down Power Girl?
Like in one-on-one? Or bring something more unique to the table that... would offset Power Girl's
abilities.
She
doesn't have a crappy boob window.
No, but I mean, in the cartoon, she's basically just wearing a corset.
What's your point, dude? I wear corsets like every day.
There's not like a huge difference, is my point. That's all. And it's not her fault that the artist gave her that costume.
No, it's not.
So I'm leaning towards Hawkgirl now that we've actually talked it through.
Well,
you're not going to get an argument for
that. Well, that was your idea.
So any...
Red Tornado.
Ryan.
Helpful.
You're welcome.
All right, so we've got one vote for Red Tornado, two votes for Power Girl and Ray, or for Hawkgirl and Ray.
Go ahead, do Hawkgirl.
Okay.
I don't have an argument to combat it, so Hawkgirl's number 23.
Okay. So then, I guess we keep Power Girl and Red Tornado into the conversation for 22. Does anybody want to throw somebody else into the conversation at that particular point?
I wouldn't mind throwing Adam or Vixen in there.
Adam.
I mean, because if Adam's suit gets busted, he's totally worthless.
Well, just as a whole, Ray Palmer is a great character. And very tragic, of course, an identity crisis. But it's just, he's not essential. You can have a good Justice League story without him. But, like, he's incredibly smart and his powers are unique in that world. So there are arguments for him.
Mm. Vixen, I feel like, She has a very unique power set in that she can have, you know, animal abilities with the totem and things like that.
That's totem's really cool.
Nobody else has that kind of power set, so it is a very unique thing.
The only
reason
why
I
bring her up is because she's the most underdeveloped woman that we have on the list here. She gets the least amount of screen time, story time.
That's true.
So she just doesn't have the same library to back her up.
I mean, that's definitely true. But
Power Girl.
All right, Power Girl goes.
You want to put Power Girl at 22?
Yes. Wow. Boring.
Well, because here's the thing, though. I mean,
except the boob window.
If we're not talking about her just as being a clone of Supergirl, if that's not the only thing that we're focusing on, then I'd much rather have her on the team than Adam.
Well, without the suit, Ray Palmer is basically like your tech support.
Right.
But you've already got Cyborg.
And Batman.
Pretty much anybody else.
Sean's pretty smart, too.
I think 22 goes to Adam. I think the three of us are...
Yeah, I agree.
Adam. Sorry, all right,
Adam at 22. Batman striking out.
Batman at number one.
All right, so now we move on to number 21. Power Girl is still in the conversation, of course, as is Red Tornado. Vixen's now part of the conversation at this level. My knowledge of Hawkman is a little limited, so you guys are going to have to tell me why he shouldn't be this low on the list.
He's the only one that shows his nipples all the time. It's my only argument for him.
Have you seen Batman Forever?
It's more prominent in Batman and Robin, I think. But
yes, you're right.
Martian Manhunter would show him off, but does he have them?
Right.
I don't know. I don't think so.
I think you just shapeshift them away then.
Right? Audience, does Martians have nipples? You tell us.
I mean, in Supergirl, they don't.
No.
The TV show, that is, Supergirl.
But he doesn't go shirtless.
Well, I meant, like, when he's the Martian. When he's in Martian form. Like, the white Martians don't have nipples.
Oh, right.
On the show. Well, right, not that you can see. But, you know, it's a TV show CGI budget, so.
It's not like there's somebody trying to milk a white Martian off of the side somewhere.
That's too bad. I've watched that TV show.
I believe you. No, but seriously, though, like, why, if Hawkgirl's at 23, and we're talking about how, you know, strong Power Girl is in Red Tornado, what gives Hawkman the ability to be higher on the list?
I've actually got him way higher on the list, along with Green Arrow. They're tied.
Interesting.
Because of what they represent to the league.
Okay.
One's like a hot-headed liberal, a bleeding heart liberal, and the other one is a hot-head conservative. They play the yin and yang at that whole, you know, league. If we go this direction with our decision, you know, they play pro and con.
Hmm.
And they got into it. They had some classic inter-team battles back in like the 70s and 80s. It was good.
So they give opposing views, which is important to have when the core group is making decisions and they're all on the same page because they just kind of fall in line with each other most of the time.
So who are we talking about?
We were talking about Hawkman at the moment.
Okay.
But
he's cool.
Is it because he named himself after a bird and you're a flight creature as well?
A bat is not a bird, Derek.
That's why I use the term flight creature.
They're not comparable.
They're similar.
No.
Power Girl?
Oh, yes. Yeah, now real quick in chat. Jordan is playing Injustice right now and John Jones has nipples.
Oh, thank you. So,
mystery solved.
Good to know.
Wow.
Thank you, Jordan.
Like that's going to come up on Geek Trivia at some point.
That's a good
one.
Now
we know.
All right, so we're at 21. We're talking Power Girl, Red Tornado, and Vixen. Of those three, which one deserves to be at 21?
Red Tornado.
Vixen.
Power Girl.
Wow. All right.
You're the tiebreaker on this one, I guess.
I'm not picking Red Tornado. I think he's too unique
to
be that low on the list. You know, Power Girl, her abilities are still very similar to a lot of these other characters, and that makes me want to have Vixen be higher, so that way that unique skill set is higher up on the list. So I think, unless I can be convinced otherwise, I would go with Power Girl as well.
Red Tornado.
So Power Girl. All
right, Power Girl then.
All right.
So then at 20, I guess that's probably Vixen then, at 20.
Or Red Tornado.
I'm thinking Vixen.
All right,
19. So we've got Red Tornado, obviously. Now, we do have some characters who don't really have, like, intense powers. You know, for example, you know, Green Arrow and Black Canary and, really just those two. Don't really have, like, intense powers. I was going to say Batman, but right, he's not on the list.
I mean,
he is on the list at number one.
I would make an argument for Cyborg, simply because he's like the newest one to the Justice League to get included. He's more iconic to the Teen Titans than he is to the Justice League at this point. Now, useful, absolutely. Great to have on the team. That's why they welcomed him with open arms in the new animated movies and the new 52. But, just...
Who else can open a boom tube?
I mean, yeah, he's a walking teleporter. He's connected to the entire world.
I'm not saying he's not cool.
He's also a founding member.
He is also a founding member.
I'm talking about the essential...
But he is a founding member. A lot of these characters have never been founding members. And that, in itself, I feel like if you're a founding member, that's got to bump you up on the list.
Come on. He's
Why
like,
doesn't that count? I mean...
He's founding member V2 because Martian Manhunter was ousted.
No, they're both in like the first like half a dozen issues or so of New 52 Justice League.
Whatever.
They're both considered founding members.
All right.
I'm going to go out on a limb. I'm going to say Supergirl. For much the same reasons you said Power Girl. Power set is duplicated a million times over in this list. She's the least experienced with those powers.
That's true. That's a good point. But she does have some advantages. I mean, she's faster than Superman, which is a good ability to have. But I guess Flash is also faster than Superman, just not in the air.
The Green Lanterns are faster than Superman.
It's also true.
Superman sucks.
Well,
it can be.
I beat him once. Twice.
Twice.
Maybe even more. I lost track.
Oh, man. That's a really good point that she is fairly inexperienced.
I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
I agree.
Okay. Supergirl at 19. So now we move on to 18. Now...
Red Tornado.
I know Black Canary has really good fight training, but who on this list who hasn't been numbered yet is she really going to be able to take down one-on-one?
Are we going on power?
I think it's an important factor to go off of.
What happened to Unique?
Well, her Unique set is the Sonic Waves, I guess.
One time she took down Batman and he got so turned on that instead of rescuing children from a burning building, they had sex right in front of it.
I did date her for a short time. Very short. Don't tell Oliver.
All died.
Don't tell Oliver.
He'd be very angry.
Very close with it.
He's also a knockoff of me.
He was, yes.
That's, Still is. That's true. That is a fact.
DC's way of handling knockoffs.
Have you seen the TV show?
Bankrupt the...
It's Batman with a bow.
Oh my god. It's Batman with a bow. How do you feel about the Royal Flush Gang that they took from you in episode 5?
Please don't bring that up. Or Talia.
Don't or Harley.
Or, well, Harley wasn't really in it.
The voice.
Yeah. All I did right. date her too, though, just for the record.
To answer your question, who could she take down?
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Anybody with eardrums that isn't invulnerable.
She made Superman bleed. I think. I heard about it from him once. He might have been lying.
Why would he lie about that?
He tries to outdo me all the time.
By admitting a... Never mind. Let's not tangent. So She can basically knock anybody out.
Try to fight with busted eardrums. She had no balance. She couldn't beat Red Tornado.
Ooh, is it finally Red Tornado's time? Because I'm okay with this.
I think
Red Tornado's 18.
Really?
Yes.
This feels low.
Stop trying to put the robots higher.
They're harder to kill. Yeah, he is an android. They're harder to kill. Data would be high up on this list for me, too, but it's a different universe.
What time is it?
You just have...
It's 30 minutes. That was pretty good, Derek.
You just Star have Trek a reference. Fetish for mech people.
I like technology.
Red Tornado gave Supergirl a run for her money in the CW show. She ripped his arm off.
She was Supergirl for like 5 minutes. No training. That's not canon. I don't think. I don't really know, to be honest.
It's DCEU canon.
All right, Red Tornado.
Fine.
All right.
Yay.
All right, so if Red Tornado is 18, then...
Do any of you want to bring up your extra?
My extra.
Okay.
Booster Gold.
Ooh, all right. Let's argue Booster Gold.
I like guys that use gadgets.
I mean, he's flashy.
He likes gold.
He's a little lame, though. I mean, he came back in time.
That's why he's so high up on the list.
Booster gold at 17.
But to get his powers, he had to steal things.
So yeah.
First.
Right. That's true. I don't know really like people who steal things except Catwoman. Booster gold's okay, though.
But really, like, his whole idea was to come back in time so he'd have really advanced stuff and look cool.
So Jordan Blood
that sounds awesome.
And Jordan Blood is suggesting Plastic Man.
Oh, I see that, yeah.
He's kind of lame.
Plastic Man's so lame.
I would have put Plastic Man lower on the list, like 24.
All right, Plastic Man is 24.
All right, I'm cool with that.
Plastic Man at 24, wow.
Elongated Man's better. He is.
Don't laugh. He's on a list somewhere in this table.
All right, so wait. Did you pitch somebody?
He did. Booster Gold.
Booster Gold.
That wait, pay attention, Derek.
Sorry.
For 17.
I mean.
And I really can't argue that.
I would have put him lower, but that's fine.
I would have made him an honorary member.
He was the leader of the Justice League at one point.
I don't remember that.
I'm pretty sure I could.
I don't remember him being the leader of the
if
Justice
he could bend
League.
His Justice neck, he believe. Would correct you.
Was it like so far in the future that everybody else was dead and so...
he did have
Oracle,
a team.
Please find the information on Booster Gold.
It was just him and Impulse. And
but what was his team called?
Justice League International.
No.
Maybe.
I don't think that's
I don't really
he
remember.
He left the Justice League and he had another team. Had Gypsy on it. I can't remember. They all wore black jackets. That much I can tell you.
Black is cool.
I'm sure it's on Wiki.
Batman, we have a question for you. Do you keep condoms in your utility belt?
Date me and find out.
No.
Not you specifically. Oh. Whoever asked.
There's the royal you.
All right, Doc Raff, you have to date him to find out.
All right, so Booster Gold, I guess we can throw Booster Gold in at number 17. That's fine. Anybody else want to say who their unique character was or their non-listed character?
I would have put him down a little bit lower, but mine was going to be Steel.
Oh, yeah, I would have put Steel much lower.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So but that was just if you couldn't come up with something.
So is 16 Steel?
No, no, you don't. No, I'm not arguing for... Oh.
I thought we each had to say our character.
No,
we...
I gave you guys that assignment.
Oh, you didn't have that assignment.
I kept like 10 in my head in case.
Okay, well, mine was because he's not on the list, and I was on the fence about it because there's, you know, some duplicate stuff here. But I was going to say the Kyle Rayner Green Lantern. Mainly because he was a White Lantern for a really long time, and that's really, really powerful. And
was he on the Justice League when he was a White Lantern?
Not while he was a White Lantern.
Then it's irrelevant. We're talking about the Justice League.
But he was a member of the Justice League, and if he had come back, he would
But he didn't.
But he could have, is my point.
So, but he didn't.
I dislike Kyle because his book created the girl in the fridge trope. And
that's not his fault.
No, it's not the character's fault, but I hold it against him and the people that wrote that book. So.
It was the 90s. It wasn't the best era for DC Comics.
You don't hold it against Major Force? He's the one who did it.
I don't know.
Look,
what's in the refrigerator? Don't look.
Kyle had a lot of really good abilities. He was a very strong Green Lantern. He, you know, held all of the rings. At one point in time, and I believe he's the only one that's ever been able to do that. And he was a member of the Justice League when that happened. So you could go off of that if you don't like the White Lantern thing.
I'm okay with it. I think both the other Lanterns on the list should be much higher. So you want to put your Lantern number 4 on?
Number 3.
No. Guy came before him.
Oh, sorry. It's a Lantern you meant order 4. Of creation. I thought you meant on the list. Guy was first before, yeah.
Well, I guess he's 5 since Alan Scott.
But Alan Scott was never on the Justice League.
He was not. He was on the JSA.
Yeah. Okay. I double-checked that, too, because I was going to throw him in since he was the original Green Lantern. But
Kyle Rayner.
That's 16?
GL.
Okay. So, 15. Barry, who is your guy?
Oh, gosh.
Or
do you want to keep yours secret and bring him in a little higher?
Well, I have a feeling that it's time to bring him in because you mentioned him already.
Oh.
That would be Ralph Dibny.
Elongated Man.
Yes.
Identity.
I don't even remember him. I gotta be honest. I don't remember him at all.
I don't either.
Identity Crisis was like the best DC story I think I've ever read, and that was his story.
Yeah, but
he was the best stretching detective in comics. So
there you go.
If you don't have a detective
like Batman, world's greatest.
I like you Elongated allegedly. Man elongated at 15.
Not allegedly, prove it.
Allegedly.
Okay.
All right, so 14.
Okay, so we're back to the list then at 14.
So, let's see, we've mentioned Black Canary and Hawkman so far, and I'm okay with putting either at the 14 mark, looking at other things. Also would argue for Shazam at this spot.
No.
All right.
Sorry. I would, if it were up to me, I would put Hawkman first, basically simply because what Barry brought up about Black Canary. I feel like she should be a little bit higher.
Okay. I'm fine with Black Canary being higher.
I agree.
So, Hawkman at 14.
Yes.
Okay. Then.
So then is 13 Black Canary then? Because we're starting to get into the more.
The nitty gritty.
Classic. Most of these guys were founded. Well, Green Arrow.
Take away his bow. What is he?
Batman. Light. Except worse.
Batman Light.
Robin Hood.
I mean, that's a fair point, but he has like an arrow
Black
for everything.
Canary does have more like abilities than he does. She's a better martial artist.
That's a good point.
True.
He's a better marksman.
So, he's a better rich guy.
He also has a better beard.
Than Black Canary? Canary?
Yes.
The Van Dyke. That's classic. That's the best hair in comics. Right there.
All right, so we're going to put Green Arrow at 13.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
I'm not, and but it's too late.
So Black Canary is 12 then, I would imagine.
That makes sense.
Because then things start to get interesting, because what we have left, except for Shazam and Zatanna, everybody else was a founding member at one point or another.
Zatanna's next.
Really?
Shazam!
Shazam's way cooler.
The Flash has said that Zatanna is the most powerful member of the entire Justice League, that she is capable of so much. She,
obviously misinformed.
She mind-wiped you, mofo.
I will say
no one was there for that. That can't be proven.
Part of the reason
Part of the reason
I like having Zatanna and Shazam high up on the list is because they are magic. And Superman can't handle any of that stuff. So you immediately, when magic's involved, you basically have to take out Superman.
Well, then I would be okay with putting one of the two Green Lanterns here. I don't think both.
John Stewart for sure.
I don't think we need both. Hal Green needs to be Lanterns higher than John. In the top 10.
I think that's fair.
Okay, John Stewart, Green Lantern.
That's very big of you, Derek.
It's very hard for me because he's my favorite Green Lantern, but. It's accurate.
So. I'm just going to name him John Lantern.
John Lantern. That was kind of on the nose. Real lucky he got that ring.
All right. We're in the top 10 now.
All right. So if we're in the top 10,
Zatanna.
I could put Shazam at 10.
No.
But I couldn't put Zatanna at 10.
He's too cool.
Cyborg? Yeah.
That's what I was thinking Cyborg. As well.
But he's a founding member.
But only recently.
V2.
That doesn't change.
He's been a founding
Cyborg,
member.
Cyborg,
since
it's
like
3 against 1.
2000, whatever.
Oh, that's the end of that one.
Cyborg. I hate this game.
All right, so then at number 9, I think Shazam goes at number 9.
I'm okay with this too.
Zatanna.
Because he's still a kid at heart, and he can fly off the handle.
That's
sometimes.
What makes him unique.
He's not particularly mature.
If you take away Zatanna's magic, what is she?
He always wants to be
a mature, calculated adult.
even with the wisdom of Solomon.
Yes.
Or whatever the new god is that's controlling him. Or that portion of his powers.
I mean, he has some cool abilities, don't get me wrong, but he's still
Billy
a kid.
Batson always wants to be on Power Girl's team.
Yeah, it's true.
That's true.
He just doesn't know why.
Slightly awkward. We all know why.
So number 9 goes to Shazam.
I'm okay with this.
This is where things get kind of tough because Zatanna's encroaching on founding members of the Justice League
here. This is the lowest I would let Zatanna be. without physically clawing out someone's eyes.
You can't get to my eyes. They're protected.
Well, here's where it gets tough, right? Aquaman basically controls all of the life in the ocean.
Aquaman is fantastic, but half of his history has been cheesy and poorly done.
Not just super friends.
No. The comics have been bad at times, too. Like, writers don't know what to do with Aquaman a lot of the time. Like, half the time he's like this gladiator god who can take down everything.
Sometimes he has a hook for a hand.
And then the other half of the time...
Or a hand made of water.
He's riding a giant seahorse. Like, that's ridiculous.
Do you not want to ride a seahorse? Like,
oh my
but
god.
But he's also, knocked Superman for a loop.
Yeah, he has the strength of Superman.
He's incredibly strong. He can control Krakens. I mean...
He's a king.
He is.
And he has a trident.
All right, so...
So this is where this gets really tough, though, because you've got Flash is the fastest member by far. He can time travel. He can do
whatever
Speed Force punch thing is that he does. What is it called?
The Infinite Mass Punch.
That's it. Thank
you. I feel like the Flash is the most replaceable.
That's just because there's a lot of speedsters.
Exactly.
But none of the other speedsters are on the list.
The difference is
I would have put Wally. Is this Wally or Barry?
It's Barry. It's Barry.
Because I'd put Wally higher than Barry.
We're talking Barry Allen. And power is absolutely. Wally's faster. However, each Green Lantern brings something completely different. You know, Hal is...
Hal brings the entire core. Because he ran it for a while.
But, you know, each Flash is pretty similar to the last one. So...
Let's slap Gary Gardner in there.
Oh.
I don't like Guy personally, but I mean, he's had a
yellow ring. He has his own powers. He's a member of his race, and he's had a red ring.
He had the red and green at the same time. He was the Christmas Lantern. It was actually kind of cool.
Didn't he have the violet at one point? Like,
John had that.
John was a Star Sapphire.
Yeah, John had that, which was also really cool. But when Guy had both the red and the green, it was pretty interesting.
Called him the Christmas Lantern.
He did. It was pretty funny. But,
I think it's bad if you don't put a guy in the list that called Batman out and then got hit with one punch. Or knocked out with one punch.
That was great.
That's the best moment in Justice League history.
Agreed.
This one punch. This is really tough. I mean, you'd be lucky to have any of these people on your team.
I would put Zatanna or The Flash at number 8.
Not The Flash. Zatanna.
No, right. Not Zatanna. No.
Here's the thing, though. Barry is fast. But with Zatanna's magic, can't she just freeze him up pretty easily?
She has to say something, right?
She doesn't have to. She doesn't. She doesn't.
Can she think faster than the Flash? I think not.
That would be the question, because there was that chess match between Flash and Superman where they're playing at, you know, basically almost the speed of light.
She'd be dead in an instant.
Reverse Flash could put a gag on her at super speed, and then her powers are gone.
Flash could do it too.
He has done that before.
Yeah, so maybe it is Zatanna then.
I said this is the lowest I would let her be.
All right.
I'm okay with
Zatanna,
that.
Zatanna, 9.
She is not a founding member, but she is incredibly powerful.
Or is it 8? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, 8. Yeah, you're totally right. Yep. 8.
So we have the remaining 4 founding members.
They are all founding members.
So it's pretty much who do we like the least at this point.
Well, no, it's not that simple, because I think, personally, I think that Martian Manhunter is the most unique and powerful of this particular group when it's one-on-one. Hal, of course, has the advantage of, you know, the Green Lantern Corps.
By the previous argument for Aquaman, I put him in at number 4. Like, the 4 of us were just rattling off why he was so cool back and forth. So, I would save him for that. But...
Well, no, because I think... I don't think that Aquaman is necessarily the best of what's left.
Oh, what do you think is the best of what's left then?
I think it's either Martian Manhunter or Hal Jordan.
Wrong.
I'm going to say Martian Manhunter is the best of what's left.
Flash.
I mean, that's where I'm leaning.
Martian Manhunter is the only one that could give Flash a run for his money.
I mean, he's a shapeshifter. He can phase through objects.
He has power of invisibility. Telepathy.
Can he travel through
time? He has the most... varied power set by far. He can blend in any environment.
But he has the weakness to fire.
He does have the weakness to fire.
And it's pretty intense, too. It's not...
Can he make tornadoes with his arms?
Thing is, though, if you have Hal and Hal runs out of juice, then he's just, an ex-pilot.
Yeah. No fear.
Well, yeah, but that's gotten into trouble before.
I think Hal goes at 7.
I agree.
No.
Totally.
He's
a jerk.
Hal goes at 7.
I disagree.
Aquaman. You're a Green Lantern fanboy.
What? Why? Aquaman what? First.
Look at who you have left. You've got the fastest man on the planet, theoretically.
I made the list.
You got the shapeshifter, telepath, invisible guy. You've got the fastest person on the planet. You've got the space cop with...
It's like you're trying to explain the power to a four-year-old.
I'm summing up.
Space cop, one of 17 on the list.
You got the space cop with the power of will, and then you've got the guy who can control the Kraken. If you're not in the ocean, then Aquaman's powers are more limited.
I don't know. He still has super strength.
He does, but...
He's been out of the water for a while.
Yeah.
But that's all he would have is his super strength, where these other characters all have, like, different stuff.
Yeah, but you take the ring away from Green Lantern, or you put a dead Carol Ferris in front of him, and he's a crying little
baby. She's not always dead. She's alive right now.
I said a dead. I didn't say the dead. I said a dead.
Look, Hal's been through a lot of stuff.
The biggest... Spider-Man weakness is a dead Gwen Stacy. So the biggest Hal weakness is a dead Carol Ferris.
But more recently,
Carol Ferris is kissing Kyle Rayner.
Ooh.
Look, more recently, Hal actually became Will itself. It was really cool.
Who's Will?
Can't Aquaman become water itself? Like he made a
so
water
he's like
pan.
He's like the guy Wonder Twin.
If he's not on land, all he can do is control goldfishes.
That does make it sound lame.
All right. Aquaman's at 7.
All right.
But Hal has got to be at 6.
No, I put Flash at 6.
No.
I put Flash at 6 because Flash can't fly.
Flash can time travel.
Yeah.
Actually, he can approximate flight.
He can.
With his tornado arms?
His tornado legs.
Try again, Derek. It's Hal all the way.
It's Hal.
Why? Why is Hal?
Because there's 3 other lanterns on the list that can do the same stuff.
Well, they can't all do the exact same stuff. They all bring
theoretically they could.
They're all very different with that power set.
But they're 1 of 3. How many flashes are on this list?
My point is there aren't any more after this point. So if you put Hal out now, there's no more.
He's the best of the 3. Woo!
Barry's not even the best speedster.
But he's the best on this list.
Which is why Hal is better.
And he's better than everyone else except maybe Martian Manhunter.
I think this is going to play out Green Lantern, The Flash, and then Martian Manhunter.
Barry, what's your thought?
Martian Manhunter's number 1. I can tell you that much.
I agree with that.
But who would you put?
Okay, Green then Lantern? I'm going to put that down.
Alright, so Martian Manhunter's number 4.
We're arguing about 2 and 3.
So, I think that Hal, given... the abilities that the ring has, the ability to create constructs, to move objects, to build things, to fly in space, to take other characters through space, to travel almost at the speed of light in
space.
If
Hal Jordan was so cool, then why did the movie suck so bad?
Have you seen this Flash TV?
At least he's
show?
Had a movie.
It's really
good. Dustin is better than Ryan Reynolds.
Ryan Reynolds wasn't the problem.
Yeah, Ryan Reynolds is a great Hal Jordan.
He was not. He is a much better Deadpool than he would ever be.
Oh, I'm not comparing Green Lantern to Deadpool for Ryan Reynolds. Ryan Reynolds is a good Hal Jordan. Hal Jordan is kind of a cocky jerk. You know?
Chris Pine would have been so much better.
I think Chris Pine would have been very good as well.
It was Van Wilder in space without boobs.
Look, everybody who listens to the show knows... how much I love Green Lantern. They also know that Hal Jordan's not my favorite Green Lantern. So I'm not even arguing for my favorite guy here. I put my favorite guy at number 11. Okay? So I'm trying to be impartial here. But at the end of the day, Flash can run really fast. He can time travel. He can...
phase through objects.
He can phase through objects, but he has to basically be on the planet.
He can phase through dimensions.
Yeah, he can phase through dimensions.
He can pull people into the Speed Force.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Including Hal. What could Hal do with his fancy ring and the Speed Force?
He can make a bat, a bat and a glove. And...
I love bats.
Oh man, I'm having a hard time with this one. All right, so okay, let's do the voting here then.
Oh
so
my God.
at number six, Ryan, Batman. Wait, who are you voting for at number 6?
What are the options?
Flash or Green Lantern?
Green Lantern.
Okay. Barry?
Green Lantern.
Green Lantern.
Okay, so then it's Green Lantern.
Good choice. All right,
so we have our list.
I protest.
There's a surprise.
Too much. You just protest too much.
Or not enough. All right, so it looks like then our list, after the Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman in alphabetical order, comes Martian Manhunter, and then
The Flash.
Hal Jordan, Green Lantern, Aquaman.
Go ahead. Zatanna, Shazam, Cyborg, John...
Stewart.
Stewart. I was going to say John Jones. John Stewart, Green Lantern, Black Canary, Green Arrow, Hawkman, Elongated Man, Kyle Rayner, Green Lantern, Booster Gold, Red Tornado, Supergirl, Vixen, Power Girl, Atom, Hawk Girl, Plastic Man, and then I guess Steel.
And then, yeah, I guess Steel at number 25. I mean, there was one character I didn't get to throw in that I wanted to have somewhere on the list. I'm not entirely sure where he would fall.
All right, so
Blue Beetle.
Absolutely.
He was a backup for mine, too. Blue Beetle's
original. Ted Kord.
I had...
Ted Kord's cool.
I had the...
I really like Jaime Reyes, though.
He's all right. Ted Kord is cooler.
Jaime Reyes is great on Teen Titans. I love him there. He works out really well.
Speaking of Justice League.
Yeah, I know.
Well, I had the Kent Nelson Dr. Fate. Which I think he's a really interesting character that, you know, also uses magic, but in kind of a different way than Zatanna.
Cool helmet, too.
And yes, it's a cool,
very cool,
cool costume, too. I'm not sure exactly where he would fall, not like super high, but probably in the teens somewhere.
Sure. Any other honorary members?
Snapper Kari. I knew you were gonna ask that. I told you I was bringing him up tonight.
Yep.
Good old Snapper Kari.
He helped in the Watchtower quite a bit.
And he did have powers at one point.
He did.
I don't remember him having powers.
During Invasion.
Oh.
When the Dominators took all the people that had the metagene. And they forced him. He's got, every time he snaps now, he teleports.
That's kind of cool.
Oh, he replaces Cyborg then. I see.
Well, but Cyborg can create, you know, the portal that everybody can go through, though.
He's also got a cool cannon.
That's true. And he is connected to all the world's technology.
That too. So am I.
Which is like the Dark Knight thing on steroids, so.
Disagree.
You can look at phones in like a 10-mile radius.
Lucius, are you kidding this? So,
are you guys happy with the list? I feel relatively good about it. Ooh, Phantom Stranger's a good one. I like him. I also like the Question.
Question's fun.
Or I like the
Question. Nah.
She could be in the top 30.
I mean, she was a member at one point, so she'd eventually be on the list, but...
Wow. She's higher than Vibe and Gypsy.
I don't know. Vibe's got some pretty cool
powers. Vibe's pretty cool.
Oh my god.
Look, Vibe can hang out with Feasters.
He can, yes. Vibe is cool.
Huntress doesn't really have any powers. She can shoot a crossbow well. You know, which I'm not saying is a bad thing. It's a good skill to have. I don't have that skill.
She's Green Arrow light.
Yeah, I mean, kind of.
True.
Yeah,
and Batman rich. Light.
Right. So there you go. I mean, we could go really weird and throw like Lex Luthor into the conversation.
No.
No.
Because he's been a member a couple of times when it was convenient.
We can come back and do a best DC villains where we have...
Like, didn't we already do that?
No, we did best Bat villains.
I just meant though, if you talk about Lex in the context of him being a good guy, though, then it's a different conversation.
That was like 5 seconds. Didn't last very long.
It was a little while. Man. And a couple of different times. Just saying. He's got his mech suit. He's got a lot of money. He's very intelligent. Sometimes he has Brainiac.
That sounds very similar to someone else. Minus the Brainiac thing. My suit's cooler.
That may be.
No, that is.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Good talk.
Anything else, guys? We're getting a little close here on time.
I do have one thing.
Okay.
Only slightly Justice League related. Ryan isn't here. Normally, he pitches the Patreon.
Okay.
Go give them money. Last time I was here, I wrote a check to the Grid Daily.
We have it. We kept it.
It's over there. I didn't know that we changed.
Actually, it is right here, isn't it?
Yeah.
There we go.
That's no good anymore.
No good?
I canceled it.
Oh. That's the greatest sci-fi frontier.
We've rebranded a couple of times.
Yes. So give them your money. There's a lot to make up. But I do have a game I'd like to play quickly.
Oh.
Yes. I don't know what it has to do with the Patreon. But.
But you have a game. All right.
It's called FMK. Have you heard of it?
Yes.
It stands for Flirt, Marry, Kill.
Flirt. That's cute.
It doesn't actually stand for flirt, but that's what we're going with because it's PG. It's Justice League members. Your first options. The guys with the gadgets and money. Blue Beetle. Batman. Green Arrow.
I would marry Blue Beetle. I would F...
Flirt.
I would F Batman.
Good choice.
I would kill Green Arrow.
Okay, that's acceptable. Really? What about you, Derek?
Ted Kord is the safest bet for a happy and secure life.
Yeah, but so for me, I kill Blue Beetle because
he gets shot in the head.
I kill Blue Beetle because the other two guys are both rich.
What's important is who you would F, Derek.
Ted Kord's rich.
Ted Kord's rich. He owns Kord Industries.
I thought it was the other one. I thought it was
No, it wasn't Jaime. He's like a 14-year-old. I'm not going to marry a 14-year-old.
That's gross, Derek.
I'm marrying
That's 15 to 20.
Right?
I'm not happy.
Who would you have, Derek?
I'm not taking a child groom.
Green Arrow.
That is hurtful.
And I would marry Batman.
I mean,
I would get all his money and he'd never be home.
You seem like a stable guy. I think I could do that. Do you have any input on this? Aren't you glad you came? Batman makes everybody regret it. You don't have to answer if you don't want to.
Who would you kill?
Okay.
At least.
Batman.
That is rude, but I understand in a moment. The next one is Justice League Dark Edition. Swamp Thing, Frankenstein, or Etrigan.
Oh my god. Oh, okay.
I think I'd really enjoy the rhyming because I think it's funny. So, I think I gotta marry
long term potential.
He's sometimes human. The other two are like never human.
And to show you how different we are, I would kill him because of the rhyming.
You'd have Swamp Thing. I know it.
I'd flirt with Etrigan. The rhyming thing would just get old.
Yeah,
and you can't kill him. He's immortal.
There you go.
Okay, I guess that's acceptable.
I'm not marrying Swamp Thing. It's just not happening.
That is really rude. He's a nice plant.
He's a tree.
He's a nice plant.
Okay, some women for you. Wonder Woman, Power Girl, Vixen.
Oh, God.
I would kill Vixen.
Yeah, same.
Marry Wonder Woman and, you know, F Supergirl.
Flirt.
Supergirl or Power Girl?
Power Girl.
Power Girl. Yeah, Power Girl.
He'd at least motorboat her. Like, I know that.
Like
the old sailor.
Classic movie reference.
I'm going to have to go with the same thing. I would flirt with Power Girl and marry Wonder Woman.
What about you, Rachel?
Hi.
Your fans would love to know.
I would marry myself. I think I'd go with the exact same.
Okay.
Vixen is just too hot-headed most of the time. I don't think I could stand her even as a friend, let alone as a lover or a wife.
I agree. Although I might have dated her for a while. I can't remember. Okay, the next ones are the ones that have powers that could become handy in the effing situation.
In the effing
situation. Vibe. Flash. Plastic Man.
Kill Plastic Man in a heartbeat.
Why?
Really? That seems rash.
Because he's horrible. All he does is like make jokes. And
but he can take the shape of anything.
I know.
That's a really good point.
I mean, Barry makes jokes all the time.
That's true.
I love Barry, though. He's endearing. And
so you would marry Barry?
On TV, I would marry
Barry.
Iris will be very angry with you.
I would marry Barry in a heartbeat. I would marry Grant Gustin. Just.
Yeah, but that Flash, that's a different Barry than, you know, the comic book and cartoon Barry.
I would still marry that one, too.
Okay. Wow.
Vibe isn't getting much love here.
I would F Vibe.
Okay. He'll be happy to hear that. Okay, the last round. Doctors. Dr. Fate. Dr. Light. And Dr. Mist. I had to go kind of obscure. I couldn't find a third doctor, but he's a legit character. Look him up.
I feel like you should have just said Dr. Pepper at that point.
Maybe.
Like...
But he's not a DC character as far as I know. Dr. Midnight?
Yeah, Dr. Midnight would have been better.
Oh, Dr. Midnight. That's okay. We're still going with these doctors.
I'm going to let Ray take this one. I have no
idea.
I
don't even know Dr. Mist.
He does, like, magic stuff. He was Dark Justice League Dark.
Dr. Fate's basically insane, so I guess kill him.
So am I.
Yeah, but you're rich.
That's a good point. But he's a doctor.
I mean, is
he though? So what matters to Derek more?
I've never seen a doctorate. What about you, Rachel?
Oh, I would kill Dr. Light, because he's a bad, bad person.
Okay, that's fair. But between Dr. Mist and Dr. Light, who would you F? By that I mean flirt.
I gotta look up a picture of Dr. Mist to see if he's at least hot.
He is not hot.
Very spoiler well alert.
He is not hot. Spoiler alert.
Wonder Woman. Oh. We already covered
that. She's not a doctor as far as I know.
Well, wait a minute. Which Dr. Light?
That's a Batman question.
I didn't know there was more than one. I don't pay that much attention.
There's a second one. She's female.
Oh, yeah, she's on the Flash. I remember that.
Then I guess marry that one.
Marry that one.
But that's not the one we're talking about.
Well, I mean...
She wasn't a real doctor.
You didn't specify.
This Dr. Mist is hot. I'd F this guy.
Okay. He kind of looks like Idris Elba.
Yeah, he does. You know how I feel about him.
I'd too, to be honest. By that, I mean flirt.
I mean, if we're going to fight kaiju together, yeah, it'd be cool.
That would be fun. Okay, that's all I have. Give us money on Patreon.
Thanks, guys.
Patreon.com/heroespodcast.
Fantastic.
They do not accept checks. As I discovered.
Anyway, Barry, thank you for joining us. I hope you had a good time.
I'm sorry.
Do you
want
to plug anything or any social media?
Oh, not at this time.
Okay. But you cannot find him. Do not try.
You can take your letters into like paper airplanes and just throw them out your window and you never know. So,
I'll get them.
Anyway. So for the rest of us, you can find us at heroespodcasts.com and at heroespodcasts on all the social media things. Make sure to drop us a review on iTunes because that's how people find us.
Check out Buster Props that made that beautiful cow.
Yes. I loaned mine to Alfred. He had a hot date. This came from Buster Props. They do great work. Really great work. Possibly the best I've ever seen. This is actually better than my original cow. I think I'm going to keep it forever.
Only because he can't take
it. And hire Buster Props full time.
And if you'd like a closer look at the cow, you can see Buster Props at Planet Comic Con.
You could do that.
The last weekend in April. So.
Correct.
And Ray and I will be there as part of the press, so you might bump into us too. You never know. We'll be around.
Costume Couture will be doing interviews with cosplayers both as guests there and patrons, so I'm looking forward to that.
Should be a good time. All right. Well, thanks everybody. We will catch you next time. Bye.
Bye.